And welcome to another episode of Random-ish with Sanja. What's crackalackin'? I feel like I need to be very, very expressive in this episode because of the sleeves, darling. The sleeves. Giving you fashion today. Ooh, okay. All right. So hopefully the sleeves won't actually like get in the way. What's happening? What's going on with you? How are you? Hope all is well in your world. Mine has been full of changes. Life will give you nothing but change, so you might as well get used to it. It's all good changes, so I am not complaining. Got a interesting conversation that I'd like to have with you today. Women and women's empowerment. Want to talk about that real quick. Also, the nerd in me. We see that there's a couple of things going on in space, and I hear some things falling to the earth this week. Also, hair. We got to talk about the hair, y'all, okay? Because as we see, I was been doing curly, and now I had to just rock the ponytail. So we'll talk about that in a hot second as well. And, of course, the random question and our topic. So let's get right into it. I need a... Anyways, okay, so getting into the business of things. So we know right now the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I need to sip the tea on this one. There have been many protests. There are people going out and doing what they possibly can. It's not over, guys. There are many elections happening, and we need to make sure that we are electing people that mirror the public opinion, whatever your opinion happens to be. So make sure that you are getting out there and voting. The thing that's been really interesting to me is that I still feel like women are under attack, and under attack in so many different ways that it's just a little on the frustrating side. But we are making strides. After all, we had the Me Too movement, and ever since then, we've been making strides in women. We see more women in control, where I just announced the other day that there's the first female NFL like head lady, the Las Vegas Raiders, that she's going to be running, and her name is Sandra as well. She's going to be running that. There's a lot of firsts that have been happening, but there are some things that I feel like have been drilled into our minds so much that we have to do extra work to get rid of some of these thoughts that we have, where women are not realizing that we are putting ourselves in dangerous situations because of what we've been taught. What am I talking about? That ride or die chick. Okay. I have been wondering for weeks. It is on my board up there. And the question is that I've been wanting to talk about. Why do women feel that we have to put up with so much to prove that we love our man? Also known as the ride or die chick. Now, I've been seeing some memes on social media. You know, women were starting to get a little hip to this. Wait. Where are we going and why I got to die? You know what I'm saying? Why? Why I got to be the one? Why can't you die? What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of ridiculous. It seems to be especially... No, I'm not even going to say especially in the hip-hop culture, because that's not true. It's in all of the cultures. It seems to be that if you are an understanding and loving woman, then you are having to deal with or have understandings when, you know, your man is just being a man. When the boys just being boys, you know, when he just can't help himself, he's just looking, he's not doing anything. Now, I'm not even so much talking about like cheating and other women, things of that nature. I mean, there are things that women are putting up with from their men that if it was the other way around, they wouldn't be taking it. Guys would be out the door. Like, seriously, I don't understand this. Why is it that men seem to think that women are their property? I'm even hearing that there's this guy, this asshole, Andrew Tate. He's a boxer and he's got a platform and people are listening to this guy. And he is one of the men that I'm talking about who wants a ride or die and believes that if you're his woman, you're his property. If you do something to get smacked up, well, bitch, just take it, you know? And if you love him, then you're going to stay and understand that you are the one who's in the wrong and that you need to fix your behavior. What the fuck? Like, and then apparently people are having him on their shows trying to, like, and all that ends up happening is he's able to somehow turn some conversations around and is just creating another platform for him to spew his hate. Now, ladies, I feel like this is our responsibility, okay? It's not so much the guys that are like, I'm a ride or die, right? There's too many women out here, in my opinion, that are accepting this whole ride or die chick. I'm a ride or die chick to prove your love. Or, dare I say, I think that there might be some women that are exploring their sexuality, not necessarily because they want to, perhaps they do, but I think that there is a little bit of a motivation of trying to be that down-ass chick, that girl who brings home treats type of a situation versus it being something that you are actually into and that you are bi. You know, I think that there's probably rules. I'm not, so I can't exactly tell you, but I know plenty of people who are, and I know that there's, like, rules of engagement when it's the woman who's in control, it's her idea, this is what she wants to do, versus women that might be trying to please or keep their man. I would just like to put that out there, that even though we have attacks on us as ladies with this Roe versus Wade, and we have attacks on us from this ding-dong asshole Andrew Tate. I just saw a story of a family, 3 children, and the wife being murdered in a house. Women, we can't stop these guys, right? We can't stop them from being assholes, and we can't make them change. However, we can, when we see these red flags, get the fuck out. Stop making excuses. Know your worth. Know that no matter what, even though we've got the Me Too, and even though we're out here fighting every single day, we are still being thought of and considered as property. And until we are seen as complete equals, not necessarily equal in strength or attributes, because I do believe that there are opposites in the universe for a reason, so that they can come together. But until we get to that point, we are still under attack. And it's 2022. There are still abusive situations that women are in. So ladies, please check on one another, because that strong sister that you think has got it all, she might have that car, she might have everything, and she's got what you want, so you thought. She might be getting abused silently and really can't say anything because she feels trapped. So I want us to do ourselves and each other a favor. Check on your strong sisters and, you know, always drop the hints as much as you possibly can to your ladies who you might have an inclination that they might be in a situation where they are over there. And we're back on a little bit of a lighter note. Hair. Long hair, don't care. Oh my gosh, y'all. Okay. So Rocket the Pony, right? Long hair, don't care. I have a little bit of a complaint. This natural hair thing. Okay. Now, don't come for me, all right? But I have a little bit of, like, a complaint here, and I'm not sure what this is. Is this, like, is this self-hate? Is this conditioning? Or is this just freaking truth? Is it just reality? Here's the problem. Okay. I love rocking my curls during the summer, right? It's something I've been doing my whole life. During the summertime, I do the curly hair thing because my hair just, the humidity, it just does what she feels like doing, no matter how I style it. And I'd be tired of it. I'd be like, yo, today you look really good. And then the next day I'd be like, well, what happened, you know? So I have been one of those who has always been in the search for the perfect hair product. I don't know if that actually exists. Does the perfect hair product actually exist? I don't really know. But I do know that I found out something that I know is going to take the hair industry by storm, and we need to get ready. And I just want to let you guys know what it is now, so that when you see these shampoo bottles and the cream bottles and the curl smoothie and the curl pudding and the wooty whoop and the elongation gel and the stay here, don't go nowhere, and the got to be and glued to your head and wooty whoop and all of that, you're going to know the actual information so that the stickers can't fool you. Okay, because it's all about marketing. God knows that I need to learn more about marketing. Oh, my goodness. Market everybody else. Anyway, look, I'm about to market this information right now. Hello. So guess what I found? I came across this article that is talking about hair and the discovery of the hair follicles and what really affects it and how do we get more hair? Because after all, everybody loves a pony. You know what I'm saying? Right? Everybody. Well, okay. Maybe not everybody. Let me not say that. Let me not speak in general statements like that. All right. I love a pony. All right. Okay. I love a pony and I want a nice long pony. And it turns out that it's a specific protein that determines your hair follicles situation. That's right. So it is the beta protein TGF. And that basically is the protein that controls the process of your hair follicles. So scientists have just come across this discovery. So, you know, that means, honey, child, they about to invent, they about to invent the TGF beta protein. You about to see that in everything. It's about to be in smoothies. It's going to be in your soda pops. It's going to be. Girl, they about to be like, everything going to make your hair grow. Don't believe the hype, okay? But they just came across these findings. But it is very promising for those with hair issues, thinning hair issues, baldness. They're thinking this might be able to help with baldness come soon. So we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know about you, but Lord, 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 the hair issues. I promise you, I could take you into my bathroom right now, and there's probably at least 15 different products that are supposed to do the same damn thing. And you use it once or twice. Like, this is what's so great, right? It'll work the first time. You're like, oh, okay now. And then when you go to use it the second time, it may or may not work. How it usually gets me is, it'll be all right, right? And then I'll think to myself, oh, it's because I didn't do it the exact same, right? Then I try to use it the third time. And that's usually when I could tell that, oh, man, I just wasted my money again. You know what I'm saying? Now, there have been some products, we're not trying to give endorsements and stuff like that, but Taraji stuff that I've been using, that's all right. But I'm telling you right now, I kind of feel like this whole natural hair, the curl situation, it's a bit of a scam, you know what I mean? Because, again, all my life, I've been wearing my hair curly during the summer and not having as many hair problems as I am right now. I do not understand. And it did start when I bought the Kool-Aid. I did, y'all. I was looking at all these pretty curls going, well, my curls be kind of looking like that, but not all the way. Had the nerve to ask somebody, what are you using on your hair? I'll never forget that. I was at freaking Wally World. Freaking Walmart. I was at Walmart. And I asked the checkout lady because her curls were amazing. Now, of course, I don't know why it is that we seem to forget when we look at it. Okay, maybe it's just me. When I look at people's hairs, I forget that their DNA and genetics usually have something to do with the curls looking so good. And it's not the freaking product. Anyways, so she told me about the product to use. And I was like, ooh, girl, I'm on it. Now, mind you, it did do what I asked it to do. It gave me the curls. It brought the definition. I was like, yes, girl. But wash day for me is always a problem. So I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I then went and got the big old comb, the brush that like opens up and everything, but I don't lose as much hair in the wash when I'm wearing my hair straight, and it's just easier to take care of. Now, mind you, it'd still be crazy. Oh, she'd still be crazy. Don't get me wrong. We'd be flat ironing the hair, and then they'd be curly underneath, so, you know. She'd still be crazy, but it'd just be a little bit easier to take care of. But I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder, like, is this bad? Is this, I don't know, is this bad that I don't want to wear my hair like this? What's going on? But I will say this. After wash day and you get the curls and you put the stuff all in, and I'm telling you, I just now found out, well, 2-3 months ago, that I was not using enough product whatsoever. But like I said, using all the product, I feel like I'm having more, you know, coming out during wash day. And I get it. We're supposed to lose hairs every day, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not going to give up on it yet, but I know I cannot be the only one who is like, yo, I'm doing more work trying to wear my hair natural than when I just flat iron the son of a bitch and put it in a ponytail. You know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness.
Where do those stylish women you see down the street get their clothes? From boutiques, unique finds, and authenticity to your style. Create your style and be unique. LaUniqueBoutique.com.
Okay, let's see. What do I gotta do today? I gotta clean up the house. Alright, number two. Let's see. Some laundry. Ugh, who wants to do laundry? Yeah, I gotta cook something. It'd be nice if I eat today. And I gotta go to the... what? I'm so not doing laundry. I'm calling the clothesline. They've got free pickup and drop-off services.
Be sure and check out the Facebook page, The Clothesline, for cleaning tips you can use at home. TheClotheslineLaundromat.com.
Nerdy me. Okay. So, the nerd in me. I find it very interesting that as soon as we had conversation about what Voyager was doing and how it's been 44 years and they're still in space, they've passed the helioplex and they're out there going towards the interstellar space, that now NASA says, guess what, guys, we're powering that shit down. Well, so what had happened was... We literally talked about it, and then not 2 days afterwards, I saw an article where NASA is basically letting us know Voyagers 1 and 2, they have traveled 17 billion and 14 billion miles into space, and they are now probing into the interstellar, but they're powering down, and the data that they are receiving, they are not able to read or understand like they would like to. So, there is a whole new committee getting ready to start, and they'll be voting on this, but they're going to have to kind of hurry up because, well, China. I ain't big enough to talk shit, so I ain't going to say nothing. But, oh, the race to space. The race for everything. We're all just... racing and in such a hurry to hurry up and get freaking nowhere and to still have no answers. Does that matter in the long run of your day-to-day life of you should be happy, pursue your dreams, and do great with your life while you're here? I'm not saying for us to not ask these questions. Of course not. I'm a curious George. Ask the questions away. But regardless as to whether they find out that the end of the world is coming or that we could possibly live forever, either way it goes, I'm not sure that that's going to be found in space. But either way it goes, conspiracy theories or not, does that take away from our everyday life, whether there's a group of people that are trying to control us or whether or not we're just a bunch of light fractions in a simulation that someone else is controlling? However you look at it, I know those are both very doom and gloom, right? Oh, Lord. What do I think we are? I think we're light. I think that we probably are a simulation. I think that we probably are. I think there probably are several different dimensions. We probably are existing in different places and times. Who knows? You know, I think that anything is possible, but the questions that cannot be answered doesn't stop me from being a good person here on Earth. Doesn't make me say, oh, well, there's no God. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Or there's a God. Oh, God. You know, saying like, you know, either way it goes. I think that we all got to just live to be good people and enjoy the life that you've got. Because after all, a rocket ship could just fall out of space and hit you on the head. Okay, let me calm down. Okay, it's not very likely that's going to happen, but there is a rocket that by the time that this is up and produced and airing, should have fallen to Earth, because today's Friday and it's supposed to be hitting Earth somewhere on Saturday. And that's a Chinese rocket that's doing that. Now listen, here's the thing. It's not like this is the first time that this has happened. They have debris that goes, you know, that falls to the Earth all of the time. But now with social media and the news and everything like that, when we hear about it now, it's, oh my God. And, you know, things are going a little bit crazy. So I don't think that we have anything to worry about with this rocket that is falling to Earth this weekend. But it is very interesting to know. We're coming back with the random question. And welcome back to Random-ish with Sanja. I feel like I need to give you lots of like sleeve fanfare. I'm not sure that I talked with my arms enough today for this episode. I feel like I need to give more like sleeve action, more conversation. You know how like when the girls, when we get engaged, I've been engaged a couple times. but when we get engaged, what happens if we start talking about our hands and everything? Girl, oh my goodness, girl, no, he didn't. Girl, so I'm about to give you some of that. Girl, no, seriously? Wait, knocking over the microphone. Hold on, let me give you a little more sleeve action. Oh my goodness, you don't say. Is that what happened, girl? Oh no, he didn't. Wait a minute, let me give you a little shit. Oh no, he didn't. All right, anyway. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Yeah, I'm actually very proud of myself. I really thought I was going to kind of go off on the Andrew Tate guy, but I kind of don't really want to spend that much energy on him. I really don't. I don't know what the heck is going on these days. What is happening? But we have to fight the fire with love. You know what I'm saying? That's not this thing. We can't fight with fire. We can't hit it with more heat. We gotta put it out. Fight it with water. Fight it with love. All right. Let me see here. Ooh, two questions. Since I grabbed two, and look at this. Look at me on time. What? We might actually go ahead and answer two of them. Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. Sleeve action, baby. Wait a minute. Let me give you two sleeve action. How do you show off? Do you show off? And is it bad? Huh. You know, I think that, that's a good question. I think that I don't want to even say it like this, but I do feel that my generation, and probably before, kind of was taught to not show off, that showing off is haughty, and that you're not really supposed to be braggadocious on yourself, and that if you're really great, that other people will tell you. I think that in the day before, that was fine. Like, in yesteryear, that was fine. But these days, I think showing off has to be a different way than the monetary ways, right? Showing off, as far as I'm concerned, has always been about having the flashy cars and, you know, the jewelry and things of that nature and, you know, showing off, kind of like, look at me. You know, type of a deal. And I've never, if I may be honest, I've never been against that. Like, I kind of always been like, okay, now, you know, I got to be honored to DJ at this well-known party boy, right, in the Hamptons, right? And everybody that I talked to was like, oh, yeah, he's such a show-off. And, you know, they have the parties every month, and they're so loud, and the girls, and the just, you know, making the faces. But if he invited you, I bet you you would go, you know what I'm saying, type of a deal. And I kind of was like, I don't, listen, if you got it, flaunt it. Isn't that the point, that if you work hard and then you get stuff, don't you want to enjoy your life, and wouldn't you want to bring your friends along? So I'm not sure that that is showing off. Do I show off? I think that my showing off, when I get a compliment, the one that I could definitely say, because I ain't got the funny money like that to be showing off, you know what I'm saying? So mine would be more of a talent type of a thing. I think that for me, compliments are great. When after I'm DJing, or if I'm out somewhere, or, you know, as a radio personality, when someone gives me a compliment, it then, like, it, you know, depending on if I take it or not, because sometimes you can't take all compliments. That is a nugget for whoever needs to hear that, okay? Just because someone is complimenting you does not mean it's sincere, and does not mean that you should take it, because if the compliments get you all woo, then that means the criticism is going to make you all super sad. So you kind of need to be within yourself. But when I do receive a compliment, and I like receive it in my guts and in my soul, and I feel like that was like very sincere, 100%. I don't know what happens, like a flip switches, and I'm like, ooh, oh, you have fun? Oh, shoo, we about to turn it up. You know what I'm saying? So like I do show off like that when I'm like feeling it. I will say this though. I am still dealing with money issues and my money beliefs, right? And there was a point in time, not too long ago actually, where I was doing pretty well. Like, this before the pandemic, and as a DJ. Right. So I was doing pretty well as a DJ, and I was able to like go shopping all the time. And, you know, I was just having a great time. Right. My bills were paid. I had me some credit cards. You know what I'm saying? I was like, we were living. You know what I'm saying? The funny thing is that I would go and buy myself stuff, and I literally still have the stuff to this day. But I would feel a little bad when I would be pulling my bags out of the car going into my house. I would feel a little bit like my neighbors were thinking that I was doing too much, which I don't even know why the hell I would think that, you know what I'm saying? But I would. And as it bothered me more, I noticed that it definitely had it had a little bit of a bump in on my money, because, you know, it's all energy after all. So I am still working with that, but I do think that is something that I personally have to deal with, that when you do well, if you want to do whatever the hell you feel like doing with your money, honey, it's your fucking money. Do what you want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's see. Well, actually, should I do this other one? Oh, wow. Okay, maybe I will. All right, second question. If I had to start again, what would I change? You know what? I don't think I would change anything. I've had some good, I've had some bad, I've had some crazy. Oh my Lord, I've had some crazy. But it all got me to where I'm at right now. And without those things, I wouldn't have the wisdom that I do, and I wouldn't have the experience. And yeah, so no, there are things, trust me, there are things that I would think that I would want to change. But you know what? Of course, if you go and relive it again, it's going to be completely different. All right. Let's just put it like that, though. If you go and relive it again, it's going to be completely different, because things are going to, you know, it might be a different person talking to you at 11:47 instead of the other person who was talking to you at 11:45. Maybe you made a left, maybe you turned left instead of going right the way that you originally did, you know? But on purpose, of course there are some things that I would like to change, but yeah, no. Like, who wants to really live through the abuse and things like that? But it kind of made me smarter and made it so that you could see things a mile away. So, yeah. Nope, gonna have to stick with my answer. It's nothing. We're coming back with the random question.